Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. To understand your ultimate purpose, you must look to your Creator and understand His desire for your life. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be one with God just as He and the Father are one. God wants you to be one with Him. Begin to chart a path that leads you to knowing Jesus personally, a lifestyle of walking daily in intimate fellowship with Him. You were created for this, and the way that God has chosen for you to be one with Him is that you become one with His Son, Jesus Christ. It is all about receiving the grace that your Father offers freely through Jesus Christ. In today's message titled, Nothing Can Separate Us From God, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps you discover the importance of a Christ-centered lifestyle of walking daily in intimate fellowship with Him. Let's join in.
In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for all believers and said some of the most amazing things. Let's look at John 17 from verses 20 going. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That's John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. So in this text of scripture, Jesus tells us we are one with the Father and has given us His glory. That should be a mind-blowing for all of us. He has given us His glory. Did you just hear what He said? We are not something different from Jesus. We are not different from Him at all. We are one with Christ. We are in Him and He is in us. We are one with Him. In His infinite love for us, He has given us His glory and everything that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. We have the ability to see the life we desire and be able to bring the abundance of the heavens above into physical reality below here. What an incredible statement that is recorded in the Bible. So my friend, there is no more separation. That's why He has given us His glory, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Jesus speaking to His disciples and speaking to you and me. But we have read over John chapter 17, verse 21, I just read. We've read this so often that we really don't think of the implications of this text of scripture. In fact, most Christians even hold the concept of God outside of them. When they pray, they think they are praying to some entity out there, or you are separate from Him. So when we read, He's trying to show you this seamless thing that I am in you, you are in me, they are in us, and He's really giving us this imagery that there cannot be any separation. If I am in the Father, He is in the Son, and they are in us, and we are in Him, it's like this weird concept that there is literally nothing that can separate us. Incredible. He says that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one in them, you and me, that they may be complete, perfect in one. That's what I just read. So think about what He's saying. We are one with God. not less than one with God, not less than the anointing of God, not less than Jesus Christ. We are one with Christ. That should be a big deal in itself. Most Christians have the hard time about them being one with God. They say, how can this be? But that's what the Bible is saying. It's all because of the whole idea of separation. The idea that sin separates us from God. And somehow we don't deserve to be one with God. But that's not what the Bible is saying. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You cannot find in scripture that the born-again believer is separated from God, not even death. Let me read you a scripture from Romans chapter 8, from verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's what the Bible is asking. Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, did you hear that? I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You could never be separated from God. Neither people nor external things can separate us from the love of Christ. The only way for believers to be exempted from the love of Christ is to deny their faith in Christ. Nothing can separate you until you yourself want to deny that. Hallelujah. Let me read you one from Hebrews as well. Hebrews chapter 13. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's what the Bible is saying. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then look this. Verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 18, verses 18 to 20, the great commission that every Christian knows about. But he's saying he is with us. He is with us always, even to the end of the age. So nothing can separate us from God. It's an interesting thing. So you have never been separate. You have never been apart from him. And so if we are one with Christ, there is nothing bigger in this world than God. That means there is nothing bigger in this world than us. If you could ever get this, myself included, then your hope will be solidified. I'm telling you, it will crystallize that nothing is bigger than you and I because we are in Christ. I really challenge you to read scripture without any bias. Read what's there, not what you think. Think about what's there because it's interesting if you read what's there. I carry his presence and I believe I have received his spirit. Amen. I have received everything he's given me, everything that pertains to life and godliness. You are one with God and you will always be one with him. Nothing is bigger than God. Therefore, nothing is bigger than you and I. That's why we can boldly say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. Hear him saying this. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Nothing is bigger than you. Read scripture as it is. Take the context and believe in God and have faith in him that what he said, he meant it. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what Paul was saying to the Corinthian church. So now you get what he's trying to say. I don't know anything but Christ crucified. So nothing can separate you from him who died on the cross for you. Nothing can separate you, not even death. If you feel alienated from life with God, it's an illusion, my friend. You are one with God. That's what the Bible is saying. And that's what it says. That's what will continue to be the truth. So, my friend, God is not far from you. He is not far off. He doesn't come and go. He lives on the inside of you. He has given you his spirit. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. His spirit dwells in you. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? God lives in you and me, my friend. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. He lives in you and in your spirit, which are God. God has given us his spirit. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, he lives in you. He's not separate from you. You are one with God. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God lives in you. You are not separate from him. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. Because he has given us what? His spirit. Hallelujah. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Because his spirit lives in us, we represent him and we are his ambassadors. And as he is in heaven, so are we in this world. We are not separate from God. So every time you breathe is the breath of God. I am in you. You are in me. They are in us. And we are in them. That's what Jesus Christ said. He's trying to show you that you cannot get any closer or more real than one. When you talk to God, you are not speaking to a God somewhere out there, outside of you. Does this sound familiar? That's what many Christians think. They think God is out there, not in them. Truthfully, you cannot separate yourself from God. You are one with him. It's always an illusion to see yourself separate from God. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you are not one with him. You are separate from him. And that is the second death. And if you will, you may receive him right now. Pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.